He saved a lot of people this week here on 745 North Freedom Street. If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of 1 Chronicles in the Old Testament. 1 Chronicles chapter 11. 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 17 through 19. It's a good crowd for summer, people on vacation, people going on vacation. I know Pastor Dave and Miss Tammy and the kids, they're in Toledo, huh? If you wonder where Dave and Tammy are, they're like a little mini vacation. They left that out last night, and they're with Uncle Joe and Aunt Cindy, and they'll be in Heritage Baptist Church this morning. Toledo, Ohio. And then they're going to be they're having something special with David's family today. And I think they're going to either return tonight or sometime tomorrow. And they'll be back this week. It's the summertime vacation coming. By the way, it's in the bulletin. Dr. Bob Gray, Sr., Bob Gray will be coming to our church in a few weeks, July 25. That's only a few weeks away. July 25th, Dr. Bob Gray, one of the greatest preachers in America. I mean that. Dr. Gray is one of the greatest preachers in America. He will be at our church on Sunday, July 25th, all the services. And we're excited about him coming. We'll be taking the ABL Club that week also, I think it's the 29th, taking the senior citizens on a trip to Hartville Kitchen. And we go in there for lunch, and then we run off to the flea markets. Then the next week after that, we have Brother Bobby, Miss June, and the seed, Bearing Precious Seed. The seed line will be in the Becca building, putting 20,000 John and Romans together. Our seed line, we're excited about that. So if you say, well, there's nothing to do, just stick around. We got plenty of we're doing, amen? And so we're going to keep occupying until Jesus comes, amen? I want to bring a message this morning. I saw this a week or two ago, and it's just been staying in my heart. A cup of water for the king. I want to give you a thought about these three mighty men that went to get a cup of water for King David. And there's a great truth behind it that you and I, if we can embrace that truth, it'll go a long ways for our life. 1 Chronicles chapter 11. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. First Chronicles chapter 11. And look at verse 17. And David, how many have got verse 17? And David longed and said, oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem that is at the gate. And the three break through the host of the Philistines, drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. But David would not drink of it, but poured it out to the Lord. And said, my God, forbid it me that I should do this thing, that I drink the blood of these men. Johnny, I've got reverbing on me. Let me read verse 19. And said, my God, forbid me that I should do this. Shall I drink the water, the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy for their lives that brought it? Therefore, he would not drink it. These things did these three mightiest. We're going to talk a little bit about those three mightiest men that served David. But I want to give you more than about their life. I want to give you a truth that's behind this. It's a tremendous truth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for a great week that we've had. And now, Father, again, we need you here. Lord, I believe you met with us every day this week. Meet with us again. Holy Spirit of God, please come down. Meet with us again. Make your presence known. Holy Ghost, go up and down each pew. Draw each person's heart towards you. May people see Christ lifted on high, risen. And Lord, may they see him as Lord and Savior. And Father, I just pray that you'd reach down and hug everyone here today. May they see the love of Christ. May they feel your presence, I pray. Help me to do well for you, that I can be a blessing to the people. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. What a tremendous story for us to know here. What a tremendous truth for us to learn. These three mightiest men of King David's army, they risked their lives just to get their king a cup of water. I mean, think about this. Would you, would I risk my life to get the king a cup of water? I mean, think about what these three mightiest men did. And by the way, if you want to learn a little bit more about these three mighty men, over in, mark this down, in 2 Samuel chapter 23, well, let me read it to you. Hold your hand, don't leave Chronicles. You can either turn with me or you can just hold your hand there. In 2 Chronicles chapter 23 and verses 8 through 12, it gives you a little background of these three mightiest men. I'm going to tell you, Brother Fred, these guys were bad sticks. One guy killed 800 men with a spear. 2 Samuel 23 verse 8 through 12. One man was so powerful, so strong, one of these mightiest three, he took a spear and killed 800 men. Woo! Amen? Another guy, Eleazar, he took a sword, and for a whole day long, the Bible says his hand clung to the sword, he just kept killing men with a sword. I wouldn't want to mess with those guys. And the other one, Brother Jack, the third one, they had like a little garden. It was a big garden. They called it lentils. And the Philistines wanted to take the food. And all the Israelites ran, but not him. He stood there all day and he fought all the Philistines and he kept his garden. That guy's a bad stick. Amen? Okay. Let me read a little bit about these men. These three mighty men of David. These be the names of the mighty men of David, the Tetramite that sat at seat, the chief among the captains. The same was Adino, the Esnite. He lifted up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. He whooped 800 guys at one time. I ain't messing with that guy. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, and the Ahite, one of the three mighty men of David when they defiled the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle with the men of Israel and gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clave unto the sword. Woo! And then look at verse 11. And after him was Shema, the son of Agi, the Hargite, and the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils. They had a garden growing there. And the people fled from the Philistines, but he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and wrought a great victory. I want to tell you right now, you didn't want to mess with these three mightiest men of David. These guys, they could do the war. They were men of war. Can anyone say amen? Well, go back to Chronicles. I want you to get the picture here. These three mighty men loved their king. And they heard their king, David's, how many of you ever just talked out loud some, oh, I wish I had this, or, you know, how many of you ever done that? Well, David, no doubt, was probably in a tent or something, but he was close by where they could hear him, and he said, oh, I just wish I had I love that water from Bethlehem. I wish I had a nice, cool cup of water from Bethlehem. And they heard it. And even though there was you look at verse 16, even though there was a garrison of soldiers, of Philistines, I mean, they had the whole city of Bethlehem was fortified. How many are with me? It's fortified with a garrison of soldiers. Three guys, Brian. Three guys, though, that were mighty. They go in and they don't care nothing about that whole garrison, Mike. They go in and get their king a cup of water. And today I want to give you a thought and a message about bringing a cup of water for the king. Father, again, I just pray that you'd help me. You put this in my heart a few weeks ago. And Lord, help me now to be a blessing. You knew everyone that would be here today. And I pray, dear God, I can bring this message in a way that would be a blessing to them and really bring honor and glory to your name. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's think about these three men. Think with me now in verse 16 there in Chronicles 11. It teaches that these three men had to go through a garrison of Philistine soldiers to get that cup of water. Now look up here. A garrison of soldiers. How many believe that would take courage? Say amen. Amen. How many believe that would take some strength? Amen. How many believe that that took concern for their king's desire? Amen. But even greater than that, more than the courage, more than the strength, and more for the concern for their king's desire, it showed something else. It showed the love for their king. I mean, these men risked their life for a cup of water to show great love for their king. Now think with me. I want you to get this thought. King David did not command them to do this. He didn't command them. Matter of fact, King David didn't ask him to do it. Brother Billy, matter of fact, King David didn't even know they were doing it. They did it all on their own. This was all on their own. Look at verse 17. Look at verse 17, what David said. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem." David just, no doubt, David was sitting, maybe it was warm that day, and he was just thinking, boy, I remember just thought about, man, it'd be nice to have a nice cold cup of water. Buddy, I drank all kinds of water this week. I couldn't get enough water. How many of you just was a, you were through and say, boy, it'd be great just to have a cup of water. He thought about those nice cold waters from the wells of in the Bethlehem there in that gate. And boy, man, I remember, because see, David was there before. He knew the refreshment of that well. He knew the spring of that water. He knew the coolness and the taste of that water. He said, boy, I would just love that. But he wasn't talking to anybody. He was just speaking out loud to himself. How many of you have ever done that? Well, those mighty men, they heard them. They heard their king say that. And I want to just give you two thoughts, and that's what I'm going to preach from today. Number one, that's all it took. When they found out the desire of their king, that's all they needed. Brother Jack, they wanted to please and fulfill something that the desire of their king. They said, hey, our king desires that. I want to give him what he desires, and I want to please him. And I know if that cup of water would please him, I'm going to go get it. I don't care what it costs me. Amen?
Amen.
And also, isn't it great that they were close enough to their king that they could hear his desires? If they would have been far away, they wouldn't have heard that. I thought about this. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you and I would love our king?
Amen.
And by the way, I'm not talking about King James. I'm talking about King of Kings, Jesus Christ. I'm like Brother Mike, I don't give a flip what he did. I actually kind of feel sorry for him. I think he ruined his life. I do. I was hoping the boy would get saved and stay here. But that's got nothing to do. Sports is nothing. At the end of his life, what, folks, look up here. I don't care what you obtain in life. If you don't get Christ, you've got nothing. I don't care. You're not gonna take. I don't care if you're a pauper or you're a millionaire, or a billionaire. You're not taking nothing with you. What you take with you is what you have inside you. Well, what I liked about, wouldn't it be wonderful if we would love our King Wouldn't it be wonderful if we'd be like these three mightiest men, and that when we know the desires of our king, wouldn't it be wonderful that we'd want to do anything that would please and be a blessing to him of his desires? So much that when Jesus would desire anything, we'd want to give it to him. You know, I know Psalms 37, so do you, verse 4. Says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. I got thinking about that scripture, Mark. We need to reverse that. Oh, I think it's a great scripture. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he'll give you the... But I got thinking about this. They just reversed it. God don't give us our desires. We want to give you your desires. It's kind of like, Lord, we're always asking you for what you can do for me. Lord, what can I do for you? Amen. Amen? Let's love our Lord so much that we delight to give him what he desires. And Christians, wouldn't it be wonderful that if we were so close to God, so close to our Jesus, that we would hear him speak and know his desires? Yeah. Brother Mike preached a little bit on this morning. It's impossible for me to know the desires of God unless I read his Bible.
That's right.
Jesus said in John 6:63, my words are spirit and they are life.
Yep.
The only way I'm going to know the heart of God is I'm going to have to read the word of God.
That's it. Yep.
If I don't, the Bible says, where in Psalms 119, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? That's the question. How can we have a good life for Christ? By taking heed to thy word thereto. Thy word, this King James Bible, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against God.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you right now, the reason we don't go after the desires of God, the reason we're not close enough. Brother Mike, we don't read the Bible enough, so we're not close enough to the King.
Yes. Right.
How many want to be close to your King? The only way you can be close to the King, see these three mighty men, not only were they mighty, but they were close enough to their king that they could hear his words and they could hear his desires. I want to be so close to my king that I can hear his words and know his desires. Amen?
Amen.
It's sad, though. Most Christians have had a hard time being faithful. See, these men did this and they weren't even commanded. See, they went beyond command. This wasn't a commandment. They did this just because they wanted to do something for their king out of love. This one, the sad thing, most Christians have a hard time even being faithful to his commandments. Huh. It's no wonder we bring nothing to it for his desires. Brother Bobby, if people don't even do his commandments and don't know obedience, don't know his word, how are we ever going to bring his desires when we don't even do the first things? Amen? Notice, listen, most Christians are so far from God and their king's words, they would never know the special desires. Can I say something to you, Bethel? Let's get so close to our Lord and in his word that we know his most special desires from his heart. Amen? But some of you this week knew his desires. Some of you were special. Did you know, Bethel Baptist, did you know some of you gave your king a cup of water? Did you know some of you gave your king a cup of water? This week, when you gave yourself every day, all week, working in vacation Bible school, did you know it's God's desire that all people hear the word of God?
Yes.
Did you know he says it's not his will that any should perish, but all come to repentance? Brother Mike, when people prayed this week and when people worked this week, and I know, look, I watched you. It was hot. It was hard even just to survive this week. Many of you had to work all day long, hot jobs. Then you had to come to vacation Bible school and work harder again, especially in those bus routes. Oh, my land, those buses. I work buses. I know about them. When we were hitting 95, those buses were probably 120 inside those buses
right.
Sometimes. And I saw the people. And I knew, folks, I didn't have to run a bus. And I did all I could just to come over here and preach. And I saw people come every day after working all day long in that extreme heat. I saw you. I saw some of you And some of you were hurting. I saw people's backs were hurting them, and some of you had some illnesses, but you just kept on going. You just kept on going. You just kept doing the work. Just kept stayed at the plow. And you know, I marked this. You kept doing. You kept going. You kept serving. And all for one reason. For those children. And did you know you brought a cup of water to your king? Because I'm going to tell you, Bethel Baptist Church, you might not have been knowing it, but Christ was excited about those kids hearing about him this week. That was a special, did you know that was a special desire that those kids hear about him? How many know that? Did you know what many of you did this week? You actually brought a cup of water. You brought a cup of water to the king by serving Christ. You know, Matthew 10:42 says, whosoever shall give unto me one of these little ones a cup of cold water shall not lose his reward. I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be people in heaven today because of your efforts. God, I really believe in my heart, God looked down from heaven and said, boy, there's a group of people that care. See, you didn't have to do what you did. You didn't have to sacrifice what you sacrificed. You didn't have to agonize, but you did. You didn't have to come out and set up all that BBS and tear it back down. You didn't have to sit out in that hot sun. You didn't have to drive that bus. You didn't have to pray. You didn't have to wrap them cookies. You didn't have to pour the water. You didn't have to give out those Baptist buses. You didn't have to do a little counseling with the kids. You didn't have to do none of those things, but you did. I want to tell you right now what you did. You were like those three mighty men this week, Bethel Baptist Church. You brought your king a cup of water. Can anyone say amen?
Amen.
Did you know the bus workers week after week? Can I say this to you bus workers? Week after week, you keep running those buses, and it's a thankless job. It's one of the hardest. The bus workers and the nursery and the teen ministry, that's the hardest. Those are the hardest jobs. I don't know how you'd rank them. They're all so high, they're probably all number one. But those are the hardest ministries in the church. See, when we're sleeping, the bus workers are here getting ready to go. On the average day in the winter, when we're nice and warm, they're out in the cold bus. On the average morning, when we're nice and comfortable in the summer, they're in a hot bus.
Yes.
Now, today we're going to have the picnic, but normally when we go home, we go home and have dinner right away. Our bus workers, there's a lot of times we're I have my dinner with my family every Sunday, and we're sitting there eating, and the bus workers are just now coming in. They haven't even ate or they haven't gotten that. They're just now pulling in. We're sitting down enjoying meals, and they've been sacrificed. They're the first. I told them they were the Marines. They're the first to hit the shores.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, they're the first ones here. They're the first ones to come and the last ones to leave. I mean, they get here around 7:30, and they leave around 1:30. Hello?
Yep.
And we get mad because the preacher goes 15 minutes too long? What do you think about those bus workers?
Amen.
Can I tell you something, bus workers? You don't know it, but every week when you get on that bus and get all the little kids that Jesus said, suffer the little kids to come to me, it's for such the King of God. Every week you're bringing a cup of water to your King. Every week you're bringing a cup of water to your King. Don't give up on the bus routes. Did you know you Christian school teachers that are underpaid? You could make lots more money. Come here and you would study all week long and sacrifice your life to try to help those kids learn and grow. And I know this right now we're in a summer vacation and you don't have to work right now, but I'm going to tell you, those Christian teachers that come here every day and toil with those kids to try. And you know, when you... Folks, look up here. When you try to teach people, it takes something out of you. Jesus felt that lady touch him. Said, I felt virtue come out of me. You wonder why those teachers go home and they say, man, I'm exhausted. Because they give themselves every single day. They don't know it, but Ruthie Hill, you've been bringing a cup of water to the Lord. For the last 4 years, you've been bringing a cup of water. And all the rest of you, Mrs. Dollar, I'm not going to name every teacher, but all you teachers, you've been bringing a cup of water to the Lord. God bless you for bringing that cup of water. Sunday school teachers. I thought about my Sunday school teachers. Week after week, you study and prepare your lessons just to teach your class. You say, is it really worth it, preacher? Is it really? It is worth it. It is worth it. Keep studying. Keep preparing. Come Sunday morning alive and excited about Christ.
Amen.
See, you ought to come on fire for Christ. So when your kids come, you light a fire in their life. You ought to be glowing for Christ. And when those kids, they ought to see the glow of Christ in you.
That's right.
Man, I can't wait to come to Sunday school, hear more about Christ. My teacher taught me more about this. My teacher taught me. You know what? Every week you do that. I know sometimes it gets hard. Oh, man, preachers, it's just getting to be old hat sometimes. No, you just keep doing it. You just keep doing it. You're bringing a cup of water to the King. When you go soul winning and share the gospel, how many go soul winning and share the gospel? You know what? You're bringing a cup of water to the King. Mike Sells. Brother Mike, yesterday you led that one man to Christ here during VBS. Mike, he likes to go around in the crowd. Every year he does it. He goes around and witnesses to the parents and stuff. And he got one of the parents singled out. The kids were over on the ponies. And he got this man to run and he led him to Christ yesterday afternoon during the VBS carnival. Mike led a man to Christ. Mike didn't know, but you know what you did yesterday, Mike? Because God didn't want any to perish. No one made you do that. You did it because you love the Lord. You just brought a cup of water to Jesus. Yesterday, you brought a cup to the King. Can anyone say amen?
Amen.
You brought those ponies and they worked, Wade and Christy and Mike and them, they feed those horses all year round, take care of them. They bring them here every year for the kids. It's a tremendous pull. The kids, they get excited about those. That's the biggest part of the carnival is the ponies. The kids don't care about, they like the other stuff, but you see where the big line is. Just like, how many of you went to Cedar Point? The lines are at the big roller coasters. Well, our big line is the ponies. And you can, our line there for the ponies never ends. It's the attraction of the VBS. It's what I pump it every day to the kids because they get excited. I'm going to ride that pony. Next year, we're going to put those big ponies on that. And we're going to pump it up every day, showing them on a big screen. They're going to ride them ponies. Amen? I know when you do that. By the way, they know that charge a cent to our church. I could never pay them enough anyways. But they brought a cup of water.
Right.
To the King. Amen. When you ushers, I thought about my ushers, Billy, all you ushers, Brother Carl, and every, I'm not going to name all that. All, you know who the ushers are here. I thought about my ushers every week. You're here early, making sure the racks are filled, greeting the people as they come in. You ought to thank God for our ushers.
Amen.
And our deacons. Every week they're serving with me. And I thought about those ushers too. They come down here, they do a good job taking off me, but all the promotions I have, all the pass outs I have, and man, sometimes they really kind of flip-flop how I do it, but they put up with it. They just smile and say, okay, preacher, how you want to do it, you know. And thank God for those ushers.
Amen.
I know week after week you say, does it really matter? Yeah, it really does. It really does matter. And see, every week, Billy, you and your ushers, every week, you guys might not know it, but you know, you're bringing a cup to the King, a cup of water to your King, because you're doing a desire for Him. When you work in Serpent Church, when you work in Becca Club, when you work in all the Sunday School Club and all the children's ministries, you're bringing a cup of water to the King. When you do the jail ministry, every other Tuesday we do the jail ministry. You men and ladies that go out to the jail ministry, nothing makes you do that. That's not commanded. No one makes you do that. You do it out of your own heart, just a desire. This week you're going to be going, and I think Brother Bobby Edwards is going, I think. Are you two going this Tuesday? So I want you boys to know something. When you go out there, just go with the love of Christ, and you know what you're going to be doing? God loves those guys. He loves them a lot. What you be doing this Tuesday, Bobby? You'll be giving a cup of water to your King. Because you're going to serve. When you're working the Hattie Lorne with the special needs kids, you're bringing a cup of water to your King. Can anyone say amen? Are you getting this? How many are getting this?
Amen.
When you do all those special singing, Brother Mark, and the cantatas, and John Boy with his, I yell at him all the time on these things. He does a good job, don't he? Sound man's like an umpire. You can't win, no matter what you call it. It's never good enough. You choir members, every week I got to practice. But you know, every week you come out and you bless the people. You lift up the hearts of God's people. You know what you choir members are doing? You know what you're doing, Brother Mark? You're bringing a cup of water to your King. I hope you're getting this. See, he desires that people get blessed by his word. How many are with me? Did you know you're bringing a cup of water to the King? When you do the seed line in August, and when you do the ABL club and the missionaries and the producing God's word, God's very pleased with that. And when you do it, no one makes you do it, but you do it because you want to do it, because you want to please God. You're bringing a cup of water to your King. Here's something, you're going to get this. When you sweep the floors and clean the toilets and pick up the trash in the church, when you men go out there and cut the church lawn and the church property and do the hedges and stuff like that, you say, well, no, you don't understand. God cares about his properties. It's a desire that God, his properties do speak well of him. Did you know when you're out cutting that grass, you're bringing a cup of water to the King? Did you know when you ladies are sweeping the floor, putting Windex on the windows, and trying to make this place appropriate so we can, and putting diapers on kids and stuff like that? You know that you're bringing a cup of water to you? Yeah, these are things you don't think about. See, you're kind of like those mighty men too. When you wrap those cookies, when you prepare those bags to put out, those jewel bags, you're bringing a cup of water to your King. Are you still with me? I'm almost done. Get this. The mighty men of the King, they went beyond. And here's the whole thing. Those three mighty men, they went beyond the King's commandments. You know, all of us are supposed to pray. We're all supposed to pray and read the Bible. That's a commandment.
That's right.
We're all supposed to come to church. The Bible says, forsake not the assembly. That's a commandment. Right. We're all supposed to be faithful. We're all supposed to tithe, Brother Mike. Those are commandments. Man, those are just something we're supposed to do. But to bring the cup of the water to the King, it's when you do those things that are beyond the commandments. Beyond those things that we're normally supposed to do. Beyond just like, God, I know this is what you desire, and I want to do something to please you. That's the kind of things that God likes to see.
Yeah.
See, that's what we got to get in our heart. Not for preacher, but Lord, I'm going to do it for you.
Yeah, right.
Don't ever do that for this preacher. I'm just a man.
Right.
Do it for the King.
Yeah.
Boy, if you do it for the King, you'll be bringing cups of water to the King all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad. We don't even do the mostly the commandments that he tells us. No wonder we don't do the desires. We don't study his word. No, we're not close enough to him. No wonder we don't ever hear. Bethel, how many want to hear from God? How many really want to hear from God? I was sitting there while Mike was teaching this. He was teaching about fools this morning and wisdom. Totally opposites. And I was thinking, and we've been preaching this a lot lately. Read your, study your Bible, study your Bible, study your Bible. You wanna catch yourself this week? Every time you sit down on the TV, to watch TV. I'm not telling you not to do it. I just want you to write down on a paper, okay, I'm sitting down at 2 o'clock watching TV, And I want you to mark when you get up from it. I want you to log how much time have you watched TV this week. And then I want you to log how much time you read your Bible.
There you go.
Yep.
I wonder what log would be bigger. And we wonder, we let all the stuff from this built for the TV come in our heart. And we wonder why, but we never put this in our heart. How many are still hearing me? I know I'm not up here preaching, jumping up and down and stuff today. Like I know it's kind of a boring thing today, but I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to get you to think with me today. There'll be a day my face will turn beet red and I'll jump and down again. I've been doing it all week. I'm tired of the kids. I've given it all to the kids. But we need to think. These three mighty men, they went beyond. They went beyond what was required. They went beyond what was asked of them. He didn't ask them. He didn't command. They just did it because they knew it was a desire of their king, and they just wanted to please their king. Why can't we be like those three mighty men? Why can't we live every life, every day of our life, saying, "Dear God, my King of Kings, I just want to live my life every day to please you. Tell me your desires. Show me your desires. What would you have me do today? I'll do it. Oh, let me get you a cup of water. God, I don't care what I got to face. I don't care what I got to do. I don't care what it's going to cost me. Just let me bring a cup of water to my king." Let me ask you then. When's the last time you brought a cup of water to your king? I'm talking about King Jesus. Let me ask you another question. How often do you desire to bring? How often do you desire to bring a cup of water to your king? Come here, listening. This week, why don't we get by ourselves? Why don't we get along with God? Listen up here, hold on. This week, Bethel Baptist Church, let's get by ourselves with God. Let's get along with God. Let's study His Word. Let's pray. Let's seek His face. Let's be still and know God. Let's let God really get a hold of our life. And let's reach up to Him and say, "God, show me your desires. And God, by your grace, I'm going to fulfill some of those desires." Amen. What did God we want to do? I went to God this week and said, "God, I want to bring a cup of water to the king." Why don't you ask God this week, "Dear God, show me the cup of water you'd like to have me bring to you this week." Let's bow our heads in prayer. Those three mighty men, they brought a cup of water to the king. They did it because they loved him. They did it because they were close enough to know his desires. Today, we need to get close enough to our King so we can know His desires. Oh, to God that we would want to bring. Those three mighty men brought a cup of water to their King. Would to God that you and I would want to bring a cup of water to our King. If you're going to get baptized, come forward right now. Heavenly Father, this week, we had a wonderful week, and I thank you for that. But tomorrow starts a whole new. Today's actually the first day of the week. Today we're starting another whole new week. And dear God, help us this week to seek your face and to know you. And God, help us to have a desire like those three mighty soldiers. That we would have a desire in our heart and love in our heart that we would want to bring a cup of water to our King. Help us to know your desires. Help us to know you close enough that we would hear you speak. And Lord, help us to care about lost souls going to hell We ought to be like that little girl. Said, you got to get saved. If you don't get saved today, you'll go to hell. Would to God we'd have that in our heart. The importance of now. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed this morning, how many say, preacher, I know for sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure I trusted Christ. Thank you, may put him down. Maybe you're here and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior. He loves you today. Christ loves you. He died just for you. He arose that third day. He's coming again. He wants you to have eternal life through him. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You'd say, preacher, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. Just raise your hand. Let me see it. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. Just raise your hand. I won't embarrass you, but I'll pray for you. Anyone like that today? Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I don't want to die and go to hell. Just raise your hand, put it back down. Pastor, yes, I've seen it. God bless you. I've seen that hand. God bless you. Who else? Preacher, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. I wonder this morning, Christian, how long has it been since you brought a cup of water to the King? Do you desire to bring a cup of water to the King? How many say, preacher, it's been a long time since I brought a cup of water to the King. I need to start serving again like I used to. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Yes, 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 yes. God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, help us to be like those three mighty men. Help us to have a desire and love in our heart that we would want to bring a cup of water for our King. That we'd want to do and serve you. Go out of our way to do the things for God. Things that are not asked of us. Things that we're not even commanded, but things that we know that would please you. Help us to have that in our heart. Help us have that kind of attitude. I pray in Christ's name. And Lord, if there's anyone here that doesn't know you as Savior, dear God, I pray that they would trust Christ today. Help them be saved today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand. What verse are you on, Brother Mark?